Doing something he's never done right here, though. It's a line drive. Avery Williams from the 40.
That's
can't
really
get
good.
Away. Excellent special teams coverage from Scotty Miller.
And how about Chris Boswell with the first punt of his career? The man can do it all. Should absolutely be the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
No doubt.
5 field goals, 3 from 50-plus. He's the best kicker in football, I think.
Right now. Tucker missed a field goal the other night, right?
I think, yeah, he did. Yeah. Tucker is 10 for his last 20 from 50-plus.
Oh, wow.
And Boswell just went 3 for 3 in his first game. Under-discussed story in Baltimore is their Superman kicker still being very good, but not hitting from distance the way that he used to. But here's the bad news. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. And Cameron Johnston, that looked really bad. Really bad. Mike Tomlin called it a significant injury following the game. Looked like a knee. And Mike Tomlin was really singing his praises.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about him being an elite punter, and he is. And that was a storyline this offseason for a team that we know wants to run the ball and play defense. Field position is such a big deal. Now you're going to have to get out on the scrap heap and pick up a punter. And that's significant, man. Like, that is going to affect things moving forward. You might wind up with a good punter. They haven't had a good punter in a very long time. They were supposed to have one this year. You feel awful for the guy. But I don't want to minimize it. I think that's a big deal, man.
Yeah, it's very significant. Knowing the situation you were in last year and the year before, Presley Harvin, he's awful. And I saw his name pop up of available punters, and I'm like, there's no way they go back to that well.
Geez.
My question for you is, why was that not a penalty?
Beats the hell out of me, man.
Well, they call it a penalty, I think, on the personal protector of a holding penalty, but why is that not a penalty?
Running it into should the have been. It absolutely should have been. I mean, we talked about why this was a poorly officiated game. Didn't even bring that one up. That should have been a roughing.
Roughing, yeah.
He hit him in the kicking leg.
Yeah.
That and blew out his knee. That should be roughing. And Najee Harris got his helmet ripped off, which is the most obvious.
While the ref was standing
right there. My mom texts me and she goes, isn't that a penalty? I said, yeah, it's a penalty. She goes, well, why didn't he call it? Well, I mean, clearly he didn't see it, I guess, which is ridiculous. Terribly officiated game. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Not to be forgotten, though, Scotty Miller runs down the field. Not a big guy. Great punt given the circumstances from Boswell. And Scotty Miller goes down, cracks him. 0-yard return.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty Miller, the backup holder, because Cameron Johnston's the holder. And so he was the holder for a big kick late in the game that stretched it to an 8-point game. So a little clap there for Scotty Miller.
Yeah. Good job, Scotty.
Didn't do anything within the framework of the offense, but hey, the more you can do. I don't think of Scotty Miller as a traditional gunner because he's not the biggest guy in the world.
No.
And yet, he looked pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And you don't really think about those things. Like, you really don't ever think about the long snapper unless something goes bad. You never think about the holder unless something goes bad. Good for him. Didn't miss a beat. Bang. Drills the thing. So, I think good moments all around, offense, defense, and special teams in this game. And Chris Boswell, man, is a cheat code. You think he might want to play in a dome?
Seriously.
Seriously. Like the difference between kicking a 57-yard field goal inside in Atlanta and then in December in Pittsburgh, it's like kicking a rock,
yep,
man.
Yep. Needed him.
And you needed him. And you needed him. And you knew when he hit the first kick, all right, you're good.
Yep.
Because I was a little nervous just hearing, reading all the things that we heard and we read and that a lot of people saw in training camp. That's a guy that you can't afford to take a step back. The Steelers, again, find a way to win a one-score game under Mike Tomlin. The Steelers, again, win the turnover battle, which is what they've done now for the last few years. When they lose the turnover battle, they lose. When they win the turnover battle, they win. But special teams are going to play a big role in that when the margins are so tight. And for the Steelers, that's the way they like to play. The margins are tight.
Yeah. Fascinated to see who they do sign.
That really stinks. He was going to be elite for them this year. He was going to be outstanding for them this year. And we talked about time of possession and what that means for the Steelers defense. But as Bill Hillgrove often says, the long field challenge, that matters too. Mm-hmm. It's an offensive league, and if you're starting at the 25 instead of the 35, it's an extra first down. And, hey, Jeff Reed was signed on a tryout. We've seen this kind of thing before. But if you are a punter that is currently unemployed, you're not going to be elite. Doesn't mean you can't be fine, but you're not going to be elite.